Now, to news that the former Czech president Václav Havel is in hospital in what doctors are calling a serious condition following an operation on his throat on Sunday. The former dissident, who played a key role in the Velvet Revolution, was admitted to hospital after suffering from breathing difficulties. He was operated on and an abscess was removed from his throat. But following on from the surgery, the 72-year-old's condition has worsened. Mr. Havel suffers from chronic bronchitis and had most of his right lung removed in 1996 after being diagnosed with cancer. On Tuesday, a spokesperson for the Prague hospital treating Mr. Havel said that now parts of the renowned playwright's left lung had stopped working after this most recent operation. A council of some of the country's most esteemed doctors met on Wednesday to discuss Mr. Havel's condition and how best to treat their patient. After the meeting on Wednesday afternoon, a representative of the council, who had been looking after the former president for the last couple of days, had this to say.
This morning, Mr. Havel's condition worsened slightly for the second time, and so we decided to resort to so-called non-invasive respiratory support and then subsequently used physiotherapy to treat him.
The head of Motol Hospital, Miloslav Ludvík, said that the Council of Doctors would meet once a day during Mr. Havel's stay and thanked the large number of people who'd voiced their support. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, President Václav Klaus and leader of the opposition Social Democrats Jiří Paroubek have all sent Mr. Havel their best